Alaska lawmakers sent a letter to Governor Bill Walker this week urging measures to rein in budget items. Incoming Senate President Kevin Meyer, a Republican from Anchorage, and House Speaker Republican Mike Chenault of Nikiski signed the letter, along with the chairs of the finance committees for both chambers. The letter lays out suggestions such as a hiring freeze for all state departments, limiting agency travel, and requesting department budgets for the first 6 months of 2015. Senator Meyer says lawmakers only have 90 days to do their work, and they've not seen the governor's plans.
We've heard all sorts of different things during the campaign that he wants to add to education, wants to add to Medicaid expansion, but yet he wants to make 15-16% across the board reductions. And I don't know that those are accurate in today's environment. So we just want to see what he is thinking or what his expectations are. And again, it's more of a courtesy thing, just that the sooner we can get this information, the better.
Meyer says ideas like a hiring freeze may not be possible in all departments, such as public safety or corrections, but the desire is to get clarity from the Walker administration about what could be coming.
A statement to that effect or something similar to that, I think, would again help us sell the message out to the general public that, we have a major budget deficit that we're serious about addressing, and it's something that we want to incorporate everyone's thoughts and ideas on it, and especially the governor's.
Other ideas are to look at capital appropriations that are more than 5 years old to see if that money could be reappropriated to other more pressing needs. Meyer says the Office of Management and Budget figures show between $3 and $4 billion in capital projects that are encumbered but not yet spent. As others have acknowledged, Meyer says Alaska has seen large fluctuations in oil prices in the past, and as recently as the late 90s and early 2000s, there were deficits to be dealt with.
In the past, the problem, at least in the recent years, was production. The price was high, but now we have both a problem with both price and production.
He says lawmakers hope the gas pipeline project will stay on track so production can add to state revenue in a decade.
I think our gas looks good because I think it is going to replace coal in China and nuclear in Japan. But I think oil is always going to be around, and I think countries like the Middle East and Russia are going to make sure that they're around, and as economies rebound in Europe and in China, the demand's going to grow, and so I too would see that the price is going to go back up, but when is anybody's guess.
Governor Walker sent a letter today asking all commissioners to identify potential cuts to their departments by January 10th. A statement from Walker's office says in part that Walker shares the concern about a need for action and that he and his team have been in nearly daily budget meetings for several weeks.